How
to blow, yeah. Yep. Probably the way we played too, for the most part, was disappointing. You know, some of the numbers just were, you know, really, really damaging to us. Some of the areas that we knew Collingwood were very good at, we just didn't handle.
So that's just for the we're talking, is that the biggest issue?
Oh, there's a few issues. We've acknowledged for a few weeks, but we got exposed today through the contest, you know, with and without the ball, leaving too much to too few, and then not seizing critical moments. I mean, how many times have we dropped chest marks or fumble or cough the ball up, which, you know, that's what pressure games are, the critical moments in those games. So to come back in the second half and that third quarter, I thought we showed a bit of grit and we hit the front in the last quarter, but we just gave up too many easy goals from stoppages and just lost any ascendancy in that last quarter.
How much do you attribute the contested ball problems to Nick Davis not going there, and how much is the ground level
guys
need to be better than that?
Oh, we can't rely on one guy. You know, we can't rely on Nick, although he's a good player and he will help us in that area. But, you know, we had 22 players out there.
And you're going injury-wise, are you
all good? I don't know, I haven't even asked.
Is it hard to ignore the lateral repercussions potentially for a defender like that?
Yeah, I'm probably more concentrating on our mindset and our ability to play our way rather than later position. It's obviously we haven't been playing at our best, but and look, it was probably on the cards to a certain degree that some of the numbers in the last few weeks were not heading in the right direction, and not today we got exposed in that area.
Did you make a pretty good decision at the selection this week to go with McGovern finally as a second ruckman, and what did you make of him?
Yeah, we tried it. Look, we got smashed with contested ball and clearances in particular, but I don't know if it was because of Gov's position in the ruck. I thought it was the guys around the ball. You know, Scotty battled pretty hard, but it was more the midfield and the depth of the mids that we didn't have today. He's always got issues, Gov, so that's par for the course.
Did you say enough to think there's some sort of future there?
Oh, we'd have to be. Look, we just needed him down back. We just looked fragile in the first quarter with the tall forwards. Gov was there on a lot of occasions, but our defenders didn't work very well in the first quarter today.
How long do you
think
he's
for
next week?
I think he's pretty close this week, so he'd be pretty close to playing.
And what's Chumbarasa's situation?
Well, just his second year player, he's had a really big block of footy, and we thought we'd give him a chance to rest up for this week, but he'd be definitely in the mix this week.
You mentioned the, obviously Darcy Moore got away from here in the first half, you probably didn't have an answer.
No, well, sometimes, you know, forwards do get away, but the way we operate, it's about the collective, and we didn't work together in that area. Mind you, there was a pretty good supply coming in.
Mindset a little bit early. How do you fix it? How do you change something like that?
It's a challenge, isn't it? You know, it's one of those situations we're in where the season's still alive. So our ability to not give up and still fight for the season has got to be as strong as it ever has. You know, we spoke about opportunity before the game and where we're at and where we sit. That doesn't change. It's still very much alive. But we've got to get our heads around what we need to work on.
Raise the stakes a little bit. Next
week, yeah, every game's big for us. You know, we're still fighting for a top 8 spot.
There's some commentary on the radio about West Coast dipping into the finals. Do you hold any of those fears, or are you pretty confident in coming in?
Well, if we make the finals, it's a concern. We're not playing our best, so our messaging doesn't change. We're still excited about what's in front of us, but we've got to get going. And today, we didn't for anywhere near long enough. So That's a fact.
Do you feel like you've got that spot somewhere in security?
Well, we still have to rely on other sides. So we need to keep winning. Otherwise, you know, what's the point?
Are you confident you can?
Sorry?
Are you confident you can get it right?
Got to be confident, yeah. We've got to be optimistic. But there's also the sense of reality too. So we've got to work our way through it, through individuals, through the collective, how we prepare. It's all in front of us.
Do
So, look, our group's mature, but not to the levels where we're consistently delivering week in, week out, a performance that keeps us in the hunt with the better sides.
There have been a few new faces for the first time this year. Did you probably know a bit more from the first
guy? No, we were pretty happy with the two young guys. I think it'd be pretty... it'd be off to point the finger at Tunbridge and Carpety. I thought they contributed in their own way. I would have thought there was other issues in those two. Well, it was his first game for the year. Clearly, we would have liked a little bit more from him, along with Duggan and Maston and a few others. So, but we've got to work on it.
With the excitement of the derby maybe becoming a good time for you?
Yeah, I haven't had a good think about that. I think the excitement of the season and what it presents and where we sit should be still there, you know. It's not a lost cause.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.